The idea of family, mutuality, the sharing of benefits and burdens for the good of all, feeling one another's pain.
She was walking in the street, looked up and noticed he was nameless, he was homeless. She asked him his name and told him what hers was. He gave her a story about life with a glint in his eye and a corner of a smile. One conversation, a simple moment, the things that change us if we notice when we look up sometimes. They said I would never make it, but I was built to break the mold. The only dream that I've been chasing is my own. So I sing a song for the hustlers trading at the bus stop, single mothers waiting on a check to come, young teachers, student doctors, sons on the front line knowing they don't get to run. This goes up to the underdog. Keep on keeping at what you love and you'll find that someday, soon enough, you will rise up.
I see the 6,000 mental health volunteers. I see the 40,000 healthcare workers stepping up. That's New York. That's New York.
She's riding in a taxi back to the kitchen, talking to the driver about his wife and his children, on a run from a country where they put you in prison for being a woman and speaking your mind. She looked in his eyes in the mirror and he smiled. One conversation, a single moment, the things that change us if we notice when we look up sometimes. They said I would never make it, but I was built to break the mold. The only dream that I've been chasing is my own. So I sing a song for the hustlers trading at the bus stop, single mothers waiting on a check to come, young teachers, student doctors, sons on the front line knowing they don't get to run. This goes up to the underdog. Keep on keeping at what you love and you'll find that someday, soon enough, you will rise up, rise up, yeah.
That is New York. It is that closeness, that concept of family, of community. That's what makes New York, New York. And that is what is going to overcome at the end of the day. I am proud to be with you yet again, and I'm proud to fight this fight with you. And I bring you thanks from all New Yorkers who are just so appreciative of the sacrifice that you are making, the skill that you're bringing, the talent that you're bringing, and you give many New Yorkers confidence. So I say, my friends, that we go out there today and we kick coronavirus ass. That's what I say. And we're going to save lives. God bless each and every one of you.